The U.S. Department of Agriculture is sending its own message to kids. It wants to limit the amount of potatoes in school lunches and mandate no more than 2 servings a week. That's about a cup. Not surprisingly, politicians in potato-growing states from Idaho to Maine are fighting the plan. Josie Huang of Maine Public Radio talks with some of the most opinionated potato consumers she could find.
I'm in the cafeteria of Falmouth Elementary School in Falmouth, Maine, and kindergartner Theo Kowalski is happy to talk about how much he loves potatoes.
How do you like to eat them?
By my hands.
Okay, that's the literal answer. It turns out that Theo likes potatoes when they're already called French fries.
People make them salty, and I kind of like them when they make them salty, so.
Fourth grader Hope Cody, on the other hand, likes her white potatoes mashed.
What I like doing is, I like putting the steak in the mashed potatoes because that's what my mom does a lot.
Kids know how they like their potatoes, but no one seems to notice that their school has already cut their tater consumption to levels even lower than those proposed by the USDA. Kim Walker manages the cafeteria here.
We only have it on our menu maybe 2 or 3 times a month.
Walker ascribes to the USDA's assertion that there are healthier vegetables out there for kids to be eating. A Harvard study released last summer shows that potatoes, especially French fries and chips, top the list of foods that contribute to weight gain for Americans. Health advocates acknowledge that potatoes do offer potassium and fiber. Margot Wu-Tan of the Center for Science in the Public Interest says the problem is they block out other foods.
When kids are given the choice between fries and another vegetable, the kids usually choose fries. And so French fries crowd out other vegetables that kids need.
Maine is the nation's 6th largest potato producer. Senator Susan Collins says a legitimate concern about the overconsumption of French fries is leading people to vilify the simple potato, and that will cost schools as they turn to pricier veggies.
The department itself estimates that this could add $6.8 billion to the cost of school lunches over the next 5 years.
Collins, who says she used to pick potatoes as a girl, has joined with senators from other potato-growing states to try to defund the USDA effort, which would also apply to other starchy vegetables like peas, corn, and lima beans. The House has already banned any funding from going forward to implement the USDA proposal.
The Department of Agriculture would be sending a signal to all Americans, not just to children, that somehow potatoes are inherently unhealthy. That's just not true.
Dr. Jonathan Schenken is a pediatric dentist who's been championing the USDA policy in Maine, which has New England's highest rate of overweight children.
We can provide kids with a model of future living and good behaviors at an early age, and this may be the only opportunity they have.
If there's one thing Schenken and Collins can agree on, it's this. If you're going to serve potato, it's best baked, minus, of course, the sour cream and cheese. Too bad fourth grader Gabby Esmond doesn't like baked potatoes.
I think they're too hard.
Collins says she and her potato allies in the Senate will try to insert language banning funding of the potato policy when the USDA's appropriation bill is voted on in the coming months. For NPR News, I'm Josie Huang.
And you are listening to NPR News.